It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's on the table, sports fans. Would you want to play in the Super Bowl or Championship Series as a fan base, even if your favorite team gets destroyed or gets demolished? That is the question. Now, the Yankees aren't out, but in light of the fact that I walked down the hallway and heard one caller from the New York area to our local affiliate, WFAN, screaming his head off about the Yankees, it made my head hurt. I was so thankful to retreat into my own studio where it's much more peaceful. Would you rather your team get there or not get there if it means they're going to be embarrassed, humiliated, and make you cry? As for me, I'd rather be there than not. And I remember the angst because I decided I would become a Denver Broncos fan at age 13. Loved watching John Elway play. Eventually saw the Broncos get destroyed in a couple of Super Bowls. One of them was 55-10. Another one, 42-10 or something along those lines. I can remember that angst as a kiddo. Some of my first experiences with having my favorite team in a championship. And there are lots of dubious moments that you can think about if you're a sports fan, how your team came close. But would you rather have your team in the arena than to not even be within a stone's throw of the championship game or series? Would you rather be an afterthought or get there and lose? And not just lose as in, hey, it was really close, like Indians and Cubs going back to 2016. Or, well, we can't use the Atlanta Falcons as an example because they should have won the Super Bowl, but they did not. They collapsed. So that's a bad example. Although maybe that fits, right, Producer Pete? If your team, if you're a fan of the Atlanta Falcons and your team gets there and has it, like, in your grasp and control, in fact, you snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. That's a tough one. But, again, I ask the same question. Would you rather be there even if the results are dubious and they stick with you for the rest of your life? I still would.
That's a good example of the question. That's a perfect example, that Super Bowl. That Falcons Super Bowl. Would Atlanta Falcons fans rather have been eliminated in the round before or previous round before, or make the Super Bowl and lose like that? I don't know about that one.
Falcons fans, see, I still say that you'd rather be there. I mean, the Falcons, they're searching for a Super Bowl win, right? They actually got there, if you remember, the second Denver Broncos Super Bowl, the back-to-backs that John Elway retired after. The first one was against the Green Bay Packers. The second one was against Atlanta and their former head coach, Dan Reeve. So the Falcons have been there, but just that one was, I mean, that's Super Bowl lore now for all the wrong reasons for the Falcons.
And they were, and a lot of people can say they were lucky to be in that Super Bowl against Green Bay because the Vikings were a juggernaut, but lost on a missed field goal.
That's the thing. Missed field goals, Hail Marys, interceptions, return for touchdowns. I mean, we see it all in the NFL, and it's tough because it's one game, but it's the Super Bowl. It's the biggest game and the biggest stage in U.S. sports. Every year, by far, 100 million plus people watch this game. And the hype and the electricity, the excitement leading up to it, you get 2 weeks of that. Although I suppose if you're one of those fans that deals with anxiety, it's 2 weeks of stress. However, I'd still rather be there, even if it means losing most of the time. Now, I will say the two Super Bowls that the Broncos won in the late 90s, those were so much sweeter because as a fan, I had to suffer and wait and wonder if it would ever come around again, that opportunity. So they were far sweeter, especially they were at the end of John Elway's career. Terrell Davis was part of the pack then, and he changed everything for the Broncos. But it did feel sweeter because I didn't take it for granted. If you are a Patriots fan, you don't get to weigh in here, okay? So don't come to me with the, oh, we lost to the Eagles, or we lost to the Giants twice. Though I dare say those, the first one especially is painful because they were on the verge of a completely undefeated campaign with the Super Bowl and then lost in the Super Bowl.
I think it's very different depending upon the sport. I think for like Major League Baseball, it's a marathon and it's hard to get to the end. I think I would rather, I'd be so happy to be in the World Series. But I'd be disappointed if I lost, but I would rather, I'd be excited to be in the World Series. If you're in the Super Bowl and you lose or get blown out, I think there's, the league turns over a little faster and you have a better chance of getting there quicker than you would in another sport.
All right, well, I would rather be there than not, because at least you're in the arena, at least you have an opportunity to compete, and there's an excitement level that you don't have if your team is on the sidelines, so to speak. 855-212-4227, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Love to hear from you at A-Law Radio. The post is up also on our show account at Amy After Hours, and then our Facebook page, it is up. Just look for Tom Brady flashing all those rings. Let's talk to Paul, who's in Charlotte. What do you think, Paul?
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. I believe
that I am uniquely qualified to comment on sports pain and championships. I live here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I'm originally from Buffalo, New York.
So
let's recap my sports history. There is nobody that is more familiar or feels more pain in any city in the country than Buffalo.
For its Bills.
So going back to 1975, the Buffalo Sabres, they were an expansion team. They're only in the league for 5 years. They made it to the Stanley Cup against the Philadelphia Flyers. I remember standing there bawling my eyes out while the Flyers skated around on game six with the Stanley Cup on Buffalo's ice. Okay, so let's forward to the early 1990s with the Buffalo Bills. 0-4 in Super Bowls. The first one was wide right. Scott Norwood, everybody remembers that.
Yes.
And then they got destroyed in two more Super Bowls, and they almost won another Super Bowl against Dallas, but they went 0-4. Fast forward a little bit later, 1998 against the Dallas Stars, Buffalo Sabres. They lost the Stanley Cup because of the foot in the crease rule that didn't get called. The only time it didn't get called all season, the Sabres lost the Stanley Cup that year. And now living in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm 0-2 in Super Bowls here. So in championships, I'm 0-8. I think that getting to your first championship is really great and really special, even if you lose.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start losing too much, I would really, I think, just rather not go because it's so painful and you kind of get the butt of, like, every joke.
Uh-huh.
And maybe Buffalo fans are in a different stratus because we've lost so much. But on the other hand, there's also kind of a camaraderie in like embracing the suck, you know. So I don't know. I guess I've got mixed feelings on it. But anyways, I love my teams, but it's been painful.
I appreciate that perspective. Thank you, Paul, for sharing your pain with us.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. Love you.
You too. Well, I suppose we can offer therapy, if nothing else. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Would you rather be there or not if it means your team is going to get run roughshod or run, just get run right out of the playoffs?
Oh, he sounded optimistic.
He did. And actually, I knew this was going to happen. I expected that I would hear from Cleveland. Rick is in Cleveland. What do you think, Rick?
Hey, first of all, I feel the guy's pain, man.
Yeah,
let me give you a little rundown. Let me give you a little rundown on our history. I'm sure you know. 95, 97, 2016, the Indians, you know. several years ago, Mike Hargrove was interviewed on a local radio station, like 2010, 2011, and he was asked how long did it take for the pain to go away from losing those World Series, and he looked at her straight in the face and said, "I'll let you know when it does." Secondly, the Browns, the poor Browns, we've never even been to a Super Bowl. I would be so ecstatic to get there, but I will tell you, if I got my teeth kicked in, I couldn't live with that pain because, first of all, I'd be hearing it for all my Steeler fans around here be telling me, you know, that they've got all these rings and we still can't win nothing. That's our motto, you know, wait till next year. We cannot win anything. And then the Cavaliers, we got one. We finally got one in 2016. But how many years afterwards did LeBron go to the championship when Golden State had Durant and Curry and Thompson? And I knew we didn't have a chance. And I would rather not go and get my teeth kicked in or get embarrassed than to sit there and get there. And, you know, I'd rather, you know, just not go. I mean, I love my teams. You know, we've suffered so much here in Cleveland. But if I'm going, I want to go all the way or not at all.
Oh, okay. All right. So I understand what you're saying then, kind of agreeing with our first caller, is that the first time is a novelty. That's exciting.
Yep.
But if you continue to go and lose, then that dull pain just sticks with you.
Yeah, and 16 to lose to the Cubs, up 3-1.
Yeah, no, that's
painful.
I mean,
you talk about us being on. You know, we're talking smack. We're celebrating. We're ready to go. And then, you know, nothing against the Cubs, man. I mean, they tough organization. They suffered just like we have. But that was the ultimate. That hurt more than anything.
Well,
you know,
I guess though, Rick, it gives you the empathy when it comes to the Warriors and how they collapsed against the Cavaliers, up 3-1.
Well, see, absolutely. Yeah. We do have our one shining moment there, and you know, I love LeBron to the day I die. He's been my shining light. You know, give me my first championship since '64. You know,
nice.
And I was a young pup back in '64, so I don't remember that one.
All right. Well, I knew Cleveland had to weigh in, so I appreciate you being the first from the shores of Lake Erie, Rick.
Well, thank you, Amy. You're a shining light in the end of the night. But
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a great Tuesday. All right, before we get back to our calls, 855-212-4227, I have a few of you that are reaching out on Facebook before I even posted the question. It's up now, though, so look for Tom Brady. You'll know you're in the right arena. David says, no, I wouldn't want my team to make the playoff unless they were good enough to win the title. Just getting there isn't good enough. Second is first loser, and it means nothing. Wow. That's, great to have you at a party. You must be loads of fun. No one invite David to a Super Bowl party. Ben says, listening tonight, but being a Browns fan, I would be ecstatic. Thank you, Ben. If we made the playoffs regularly, he says, especially the Super Bowl, we've never been to one. Our championships are before I was a gleam in my father's eye. So I like it. Ben would take it if they were regularly in the playoffs. And a Super Bowl would be like the cherry on top. Or for me, I put chocolate chips on my ice cream because I love chocolate chips. Okay, so love to hear from you. There is a post up on Facebook and also at Amy After Hours. Let's do a couple more here. Mike is in Marietta, Georgia. Mike, are you a Falcons fan or Atlanta sports fan?
Atlanta all the way. But listen, granted, we got the Braves, but how about the Hawks?
Oh,
are
yeah.
you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
This guy from Cleveland calls in and he's talking. Dude, you got LeBron. I mean, how about the Hawks? I mean, you know, the best thing we've had in the past years is Mike Budenholzer, and he takes off to Milwaukee and takes them to, hey, Budenholzer had us winning 60 games.
Mm.
Hey, and then on top of it, what's more Atlanta, the most Atlanta thing ever, we get the number one pick in the NBA draft. Oh, yeah, it's the worst draft in years. So
yeah,
there's that.
I think I remember Dominique Wilkins for Atlanta. That was a long time ago.
Exactly. Him and Bird. Hey, if you go back and watch some of them classics with him and Bird. But who remembers Dominique now? Right.
Yeah, I'm old. Thank you for pointing that out. It's a completely different generation, so I get it. But, yeah, that's the last. I mean, Trae Young's a great player, but and they have had a little bit of playoff success with him, but that's the last time you can really think about them being relevant before that.
Yeah, and a lot of – Trae don't get the respect he deserves, really. I mean, people just look at him as like a – a volume shooter. I mean, in my opinion, look, he's an all-star. He's an all-star. And, you know, they drafted him, and they thought, well, he's going to be able to recruit players to want to come play here with him. And he just don't have any help. We got Jalen Johnson, though. Jalen Johnson's a good young player.
So tell me this. Tell me this, Mike. Looking back at the Super Bowl for the Falcons, would you have preferred never to be there at all?
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
I just have to know, from your perspective, would you prefer to not be there at all that season?
Listen, 100 times I want to be there. You have to compete, right? You have to be there to win. But how do you let every single person in the building get away? You
right.
let Shanahan get away.
Yep.
You let LaFleur get away. You let there was another coach that was in the building too. Hey, we let three of them that was on that staff get away. How is this possible? How is this possible? Only Atlanta.
Now, here's the thing, though. The Georgia Bulldogs have back-to-back championships.
Oh, we're rolling.
All right,
Kirby's
see?
Down is rolling.
Okay, now see, you're yelling. Now you're excited. All right, that's good. Well, you had to lose to Alabama a couple times before you got to that point. So,
hey, Saban's gone. Saban's gone. Daddy's out of the house, baby.
I love it. Mike, you call anytime. You're a barrel of fun.
All right, thank you.
Now, see, we've heard from Cleveland. We've heard from Charlotte, though he was speaking for Buffalo. Now we've heard from Atlanta, and I don't think he really answered the question, because I think, Pete, when I said to him, would you rather have not been in that Super Bowl, his answer was, oh my gosh, everyone in the building, la la, which, by the way, I was in the building, and when Julio Jones caught that ball on the sidelines, it was already in field goal territory in the fourth quarter, with the toe drag along the sidelines, that was the sideline that I was sitting on. I was behind the Patriots bench, maybe third section up. The entire stadium was sure that was it, that the Falcons had won in that moment, because all you had to do was kick a field goal. Right? Remember that?
Oh,
everything went horribly wrong.
It's painful for me to watch. I'm not even a Falcons fan.
Yeah, definitely. I felt their pain. I felt the pain in the studio and then seeing Kyle Shanahan afterwards. I'll never forget his face. Let's do one more. Ali is in Sacramento. Welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, if I could get a couple minutes.
Yay.
Actually, a crazy, diehard, long-time Buffalo Bills fan.
Oh.
Moved to the States in 1990. That's the first time I watched American football, watched them lose four straight Super Bowls. Currently, actually, I'm driving back from Seattle to Folsom, Sacramento. I got another 50 miles left. I drove about 14 and a half hours on Saturday morning. And now I'm almost back to home. But
my gosh.
It's a great game atmosphere yesterday in Seattle.
Cool.
Bill Mafia showed up again. Every time they come to the West Coast, I have to represent and see him. No matter if I drive or fly, whatever it is, I'm there. But in regards to your question, though, I mean, as the previous caller from Charlotte called it, Paul, I'm in opposite direction. I've been tortured the last 34 years. We've been knocking on the door, you know, the 13-second game with Kansas City, the music
right.
City America with so I've suffered so much. And what's you know, giving Josh Allen one more Super Bowl experience under his belt, I'll take it and get blown out. I'll take that any day, just to see them get back into the Super Bowl and then lose. I've suffered. I've been tortured. Another loss wouldn't hurt me.
Well, I think the Bills are one of those teams, along with the Lions. In fact, that would be a great Super Bowl matchup, would it not? Bills and Lions. But those two fan bases would swell, and those two teams would get so much sentimental support because of what they've been through to this point. So I have no doubt that you would have the entire country on your side, unless, of course, they play the Lions. But if the Bills get to a Super Bowl, we're all rooting for that. It was like Cubs in the World Series.
I think America's team slowly is becoming the Bills.
Yes. In fact, I've called them in the past a lovable loser. I don't think they're that anymore, but they did go through a stretch where it was pretty rough.
By the way, one other thing I want to say is it's ironic to see 34 years being a fan of the Bills. I bleed 716 area code to the Buffalo Bills in 916 in Sacramento. So the 716 and the 916 just makes it just, I get so emotional, just passionate fan, you know?
Yes.
I can say. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you calling there from Sacramento on your drive, Ali. I didn't ask him if he's ever done a body slam on a table. I suppose that's more personal information. Some of you finding us at Amy After Hours. Christian, also a Bills fan. He says, four straight losses in the 90s. I was very young, but I'd rather be there and have a shot and watch 17 Josh Allen do his thing. See, I like it. I like it, Christian. You and I are optimists. Michael is a Cleveland fan. I would gladly get there and lose. After all we've been through sports-wise, as I get older, I'm learning to enjoy the process before we get our hearts ripped out. Oh, dear. That's right. Might as well enjoy the lead-up to the big dance, even if the big dance leaves you standing by yourself with your drink on the sidelines and no one's asked you to come out and dance with them. Let's see. Aaron says, speaking as a Yankee fan whose team is currently getting demolished in the World Series, and then he puts in parentheses, and since the Jets will seemingly never get to the Super Bowl, I mean, they have a win. You may not remember it, but they have a win. Aaron goes on to say, I hate the idea. It's depressing and disheartening to have such a great season ended in such an anticlimactic way. Well, that I understand. I do. I get that because you feel like the expectations and the hopes were so much higher. Now, they're not out yet, but obviously no World Series team has ever come back from an 0-3 deficit. Yeah, period. End of the sentence there. Just, I understand why it would feel more painful than what it's worth. But I guess for me, not having teams make the playoffs in probably the last 10 years. And I'll use the Broncos as an example. They've been god awful and have barely sniffed having a winning record since they went to Super Bowl 50. And before Super Bowl 50 with Peyton, if you remember, they were in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. And within, I don't know, 35 seconds, that game was already going horribly wrong for Denver. Which, by the way, I had to come on the air 15 minutes after that game was over and do a Super Bowl postgame show. I've never been prouder of my mental toughness and discipline. Anyway, I do understand how painful it can be. But I still say that the excitement of being part of it outweighs the disappointment, because at least you feel like there's hope for the future. We made it this far. It's funny because I'm not an optimist in my real life a whole lot anymore. I feel like the older I get, the less optimistic I am when you watch what happens in the world around you on a regular basis. But when it comes to sports, I'm still an optimist. I still am a believer in what can change and miracles that can happen. 855-212-4227. At A-Law Radio, and I'll try to retweet some of these responses. Also, we've got the thread up on our Facebook page. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. It's After Hours with A.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Amy Lawrence.
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Cleveland Browns.
104 to go, second and 15.
I don't mind a run right here. An inside handoff to Nick Chubb.
Chubb stays in the backfield. Jameis to throw. Jameis is high. Jameis going deep. Heads Tillman. End zone. Touchdown, Browns!
The Detroit Lions.
Let's see what they do here.
They've had a couple blocked already this season. 10 feet punt.
Snap it deep. Punts away. Kale Freeman back deep. Had a 64-yard punt return in the first half. Takes it at the 10. Makes the first man miss. Second man miss. Gets to the 20. 25-yard line. There's the 30. 35. Cuts left at the 40. There goes Leak. Left sideline. To the 40. To the 30. He's gone, baby. He's gone. 10-5. End zone. Touchdown, Kale Freeman. What a thing of beauty. Leaf takes it back to the house, and 65,000 strong are standing at Ford Field.
The New England Patriots.
It's 22-17 New York. Smith is in the backfield, lined up as a fullback. Stevenson, the tailback. Henry motions left and right. Brissett hands it to Ramondre. He runs it into the right side. Go. He plows his way into the end zone. And the lead. Touchdown, Patriots.
It's a big boy drive by Jacoby Brissett. You've got to give this guy credit. The throw to Booty to get him down there, and then to stick it on him again. Aaron Rodgers is in disbelief. The Jets have choked another game away.
Washington Commanders.
Bears at 8 deep. Four of them at the goal line. They bring three. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
Well, you don't know what they're saying, but you can tell by the excitement what play that is. Yeah, working our way backward for your candidates for TD of the week as we round into a Touchdown Tuesday. The Commanders Radio Network. It's a group effort there for the Noah Brown Hail Mary touchdown catch at the end of the game against the Bears. Bob Sosi, Scott Zolak on Patriots Radio. Ramondre Stevenson getting into the end zone with 22 seconds remaining. And the Patriots upset their arch rival Jets and do it in New England for their second win of the year. Kale Freeman with an incredible game, including 190 return yards for the Detroit Lions. So, yeah, there are other touchdowns we could pick from the Lions, like Jahmyr Gibbs going 70 yards. But in this case, Raymond, and that's the call with Dan Miller on Lions Radio. And before that, an inspired win for the Cleveland Browns. Andrew Siciliano, the first-year play-by-play voice on the Browns Radio Network. That Cedric Tillman touchdown, 38 yards, giving them the lead late against the Ravens. But just as important to note that Jim Donovan passed away over the weekend, and so many people thinking of him, including the Cleveland Browns broadcast booth, who now continues on in his stead. You'll be able to vote in moments at Amy After Hours. And while you're there, I'd love to hear from you. Would you rather have your team make a Super Bowl or make a championship series, regardless of sport, even if your team proceeds to get destroyed or demolished or was never really in the same weight category as the eventual winner? So would you rather be one of the last teams standing, even if your team loses badly? Let's talk to David, who's in Ontario. Welcome to After Hours. What do you think, David?
Well, I think you were asking that question to me personally.
Oh.
I'm a longtime Bills fan.
Oh, man.
I'm a fan of the Toronto Blue Jays, who haven't won a playoff game since they won the World Series, I don't think, or almost. And to make things even worse, I grew up a Maple Leafs fan.
It's been a long time.
And I still cheer for all of them.
Mm. So would you rather they get there or not get there?
You know what? I would rather they get there, but it's not going to dampen my enthusiasm in any way, shape, or form.
If they don't?
If they don't, you know what? They're still my teams.
Okay. It doesn't hurt, though? I feel like you're really resilient in this area, David.
Oh, yeah, it hurts. But you know what? If you're going to be a fair weather fan, why don't you just pick a channel on TV and, okay, they're my new team.
Right. Here's what I say, David. It is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Yeah, but you like to win once in a while, though.
Yes, you do. If your story has a happy ending, then it's easier to keep loving and keep trying, right?
You got it.
Thank you, David. Good to talk to you.
And thanks for taking my call. Have a good one.
Let's talk to Ellen, who's in St. Louis. Ellen, what do you think?
Well, Amy, so as a St. Louis Cardinals fan, we had a very similar experience to what the Yankees may be experiencing now in 2004. I happened to be living in New York, and it was the famous year where the Red Sox came back from 3-0 mm-hmm. to beat the Yankees to go to the World Series. And our team was really good that year. I mean, it was the MD3 with Pujols and Edmonds and Scott Rolland. And as soon as the Red Sox won that, I thought, we're dead.
Oh, no.
We're just dead. It was such a momentum thing. It was unbelievable. And they won in four straight.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, it was, I mean, not to be mafioso, but it was like a bullet to the head. And I would rather have a bullet to the head and you just know that it's over and it's over, as opposed to, because we had to kind of grind it out with the Houston Astros, and it was super dramatic with Roger Clemens and blah, blah, blah. It was all a thing. But it was fast. But also, we knew we were kind of ascending, and so we knew that it wasn't the end, and we still had the same team basically next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was okay, but man, it is. I mean, yeah, of course you'd rather be there than not be there. People who say that's just, you know, come on.
Well, because you can't win if you're never there. Exactly. You can't win if you're never there. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Cardinals win a couple years later?
They did. They won in 2006, oddly enough, with a sort of a much lesser team in a strange way, at least record-wise, because mm-hmm. I think in 2004 they won over 100 games, and in 2006 they barely got in with 83. So it was injury-laden team, but then everybody got, you know, healthy at the same time, and, mm-hmm. and you know, surprise, surprise. So, but yeah, it's something else when you just know you are just getting steamrolled.
That's true. You run into a team. I mean, I'm not a huge believer in the phrase team of destiny, because you can say that about any winner if they're the last team standing. But that Red Sox team had fought through so much, and there had been so many moments prior to that where they were the ones who were suffering. So it was almost like once they got to the World Series, that they were not going to miss that opportunity.
Oh, I mean, it's crazy. And like I said, I lived in New York at the time, and I was like, oh no, this can't. And I was so excited for a Yankees Cardinals World Series, you know, the teams with the most pennants in each league. And
Ruh-roh.
I was so happy and like, oh cool, maybe I can go to a game. And no, I mean, it just, once that happened, it was everybody I talked to in St. Louis at the time, no social media at the time, mm-hmm. was just like, oh no.
Oh no. It was like walking the plank. You know what's coming.
It felt a little bit like that, and it was. It was swift. It was swift. So, well, that's the good news. I mean, if you got to go.
You might as well get destroyed quickly. Yeah, no dragging
Bingo.
It out. There
so
you go.
Tell Marco to settle down and live to fight another year.
Nice. All right, Ellen, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
That's an interesting memory, because I'd not, as someone who was covering that 2004 Red Sox team, I hadn't heard that perspective from a Cardinals fan. So, yeah, thinking about it now, not to mention the entire country was on the side of the Red Sox because it had been so long, similar again to the Cubs finally getting to the World Series and winning it in 2016. It was this wave of support for the lovable losers, the team that had the extended drought. All right, so we'd love to continue hearing from you at A-Law Radio, also at Amy After Hours, two ways you can find us on Twix. We do have our touchdown Tuesday poll up, so you can go and vote for the TD of the week, and I'll throw that up on Facebook as well, but a lot of you already weighing in. You don't even need a post from me to weigh in. 855-212-4227. After the break, Tyreek Stevenson, he's the guy who turned his back on the Hail Mary attempt because he was so sure, kind of like me, that the Bears had done what they needed to win. But at least I didn't disrespect the Commanders. At least I don't think so. He definitely did, and he has done a complete about face. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network Sports Flash.
And we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Well, everything coming up, Dodgers, as they took a stranglehold on the World Series.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball into center field, base hit. Green light from Dino Evil for Gavin Lux, who makes the turnaround third. The throw is late. RBI single, Kike Hernandez. Make it 4-0 Dodgers.
Dodgers went on for a 4-2 victory and a 3-0 series advantage. Call courtesy of the Dodgers Radio Network. Freddie Freeman, a two-run shot. Third straight game he's gone deep. Walker Buehler, 5 scoreless, allowed just 2 hits as LA goes for the sweep on Tuesday night. Monday Night Football, the Steelers holding an 8-point advantage, looking to their defense to seal the deal.
Giants need a score and a 2-point conversion. Jones gets a snap, back to pass, looking left, and now looks back to the right, and it is thrown, and it is picked off by Beanie Bishop. Juggling interception by Beanie Bishop should finish this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It did, as the Steelers finished off the Giants 26-18. Call courtesy of the Steelers Radio Network. Russell Wilson threw for 278 and a score. Calvin Austin, a 73-yard punt return for a touchdown, along with a TD reception as well. Well, Najee Harris added a 114 on the ground as Pittsburgh is now 6-2. Good news for Jordan Love. His groin injury not expected to have him sidelined long-term, as Green Bay is hopeful he can go Sunday against the Lions. Checking the NBA, where the Suns took out the Lakers 109-105, behind 30 from Kevin Durant. Kings rocked the Blazers 111-98. Celtics raced the Bucks 119-108. Nuggets survived the Raptors 127-125 in overtime as Nikola Jokic 40 points and 10 rebounds. Heat too much for the Pistons 106-98. Cavs bounced the Knicks 110-104, behind 34 from Darius Garland. Magic handled the Pacers 119-115. Paolo Banchero poured in 50 along with 13 rebounds and 9 assists. Mavericks beat the Jazz 110-102. Utah also lost Taylor Hendricks for the year. Fractured leg and a dislocated ankle. Rockets handled the Spurs 106-101. Bulls topped the Grizzlies 126-123 as Zach LaVine put in 30. The Wizards upend the Hawks 121-119, behind 25 and 11 rebounds from Kyle Kuzma. I'm Marco Belletti.
This is the Infinity Sports Network. Follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Infinity Sports Network. That's Infinity Sports Network to follow us on Instagram.
All right, to the right, Ertz, McCaffrey, Noah Brown. To the left, McLaren. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time, launches, deep pass into the area of the end zone.
And
it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary.
Hits, misses, and messes. Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the call on the Bears Radio Network with Jeff Joniak. And you want to talk about painful thinking. And a lot of people thinking, including me, as my Twix let you know. I'll get back to that. A lot of people believing that the game had been won by the Bears when they scored with a mere 25 seconds remaining. Roschon Johnson gets into the end zone. It was the touchdown that they desperately needed after having come close the possession before, right? They were on the 1 yard line and they fumbled a handoff on this trick play. And so the defense gives Caleb Williams and the Bears offense the ball back, and they finally get into the end zone, only to then see Noah Brown catch a Hail Mary from Jaden Daniels, the ball going 65 yards in the air after he evades and escapes and extends for 13 seconds. He stalled for 13 seconds. The Bears couldn't get to him. But here's what else you may not know, or maybe you know by now. In that moment, we all saw Noah Brown utterly wide open. He's in the middle of the end zone, standing all by his lonesome. Guess who was supposed to be boxing him out? That would be Bears cornerback Tyreek Stevenson. Do you know where Stevenson was? Oh, well, he was busy taunting fans in D.C. He had his back to the play, and he was, what would you say, 30 yards downfield on the sideline? Yep. He's not anywhere near the end zone. He's not anywhere near Noah Brown. And Bears coach Matt Eberflus did confirm that it was Tyreek Stevenson's job to make sure Noah Brown was not unguarded, to have that ball fall directly into his lap. Yeah, so they have different roles, different assignments. He was supposed to be boxing out the guy who was behind the scrum. But instead, he's jawing at fans and he's walking away and not even watching the play unfold. Are you kidding me? He has apologized to his teammates for his role. And while he didn't want to tell us exactly what he said, you can hear the emotion in his voice.
I honestly don't feel like I should publicly share what intimate side of me that I share with the guys, because, you know, I let them down and them guys hold me to a high standard, such as everybody in this building. But to give you the brief message, just, you know, I apologize to them boys for letting them down. I let the moment get too big. And it's something that, you know, can never happen again and won't ever happen again.
Now, Stevenson says he wasn't taunting fans. He was cheering along with them, meaning the Bears fans who were in attendance. And he was late to the play for that reason. However, there's a lot of video that were taken by other people that were in the stadium. And, yeah, they show that he was nowhere near his job, his assignment. He was nowhere near the play as it unfolded. I can imagine an apology was necessary. Otherwise, those guys were not going to take you seriously. Now, there's no way to know if he would have been in the right place, but if you're boxing him out, you're preventing him from getting closer to the rim. If you're talking about basketball, you're pushing him farther away, again, using the basketball terminology, to box him out. Well, then you would have been between the scrum and Noah Brown, and the ball would have fallen into your lap and not Noah's. So what was he supposed to do on that final play, in his words?
The play was, I posed a box out 85. had to be the play was, cheering on, just cheering with some Bears fans. When taunting, no fans. It was just cheering with some Bears fans, and the Washington fans reacted how they wanted to. And my job was to box out 85. And, you know, when I went up to hit the ball, is pretty much to knock it down, you know, interceptions, and, you know, especially in a close game like that. So just try to make a play for my team. And, you know, it either could have went, oh, Tyreek, you know, good pass, knocked down, or we're in the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, no, there are other options. the situation that you're in right now is far worse. If you hear Tyreek on the end, he says it could have gone a couple of ways. Either I knocked the pass down, or we're in the situation we're in right now. No, you're not. How about you just participate in the play? And then you don't look like a stooge because you're over there jawing with fans, whether they're your own or they're the Commanders. What are you doing? Honestly, I don't think there's any excuse for that. And of course, he had to apologize to his Bears locker room, because I don't know how you trust someone after that. The game's not over. It's one thing for me to tweet about it. It's entirely another for you to walk away with your back to the play, knowing that this is the gig. You got to knock down a pass. You know it's coming. The pass is going to get there. Jaden Daniels is going to get the pass there. It's your job to make sure no one catches it. In a Commander's uniform. I got very choked up there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Nash on Twix, Commanders fan here. I'd totally rather make the playoffs or the Super Bowl. At least making it gives the glimmer of hope. Winning the big game or a playoff game, regardless of outcome, I've got that hope. Something the Commanders haven't done in a long time. Well, if you are a Commanders fan, you're riding high now because your team is a first place team. It's a contender in the NFC. And even if you're way ahead of schedule this year, like the Houston Texans were last year, I still say it's better to be there. David finds me on Twix. No, Super Bowl 18 sucked, and I was miserable for months afterwards. Well, I don't remember Super Bowl 18. Just by virtue of that, I'm going to Google it because otherwise I won't know which teams were in it. All right, here we go. Super Bowl 18. What was the score in Super Bowl 18? Oh, dear. The Raiders defeated the Redskins 38-9. So he said it sucked and he'd rather not be there. At least you got there, though. You had a chance to celebrate with your team for a few weeks leading up to that and to get excited about it. So that's the question. Would you rather your team get to a Super Bowl or reach a championship series, even if you know, well, maybe you don't know. That's not fair. Even if they end up getting demolished, if your favorite team gets destroyed, like the Yankees are getting destroyed right now, they waited 15 years to get back to a World Series. Would you rather get there? I say it's better to have loved and lost and had your heart broken than never to have felt that surge of emotions, that joy, that excitement, that love. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.